Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. Amen. Welcome once again. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. This is Saturday Review, and we are reviewing warfare strategies. Blessings every Shabbat Shalom. Saturday Review is about previous lesson sharing, in other words, Bible studies that I've taught previously on Facebook Live. I'm now bringing them to Blog Talk Radio. Some of you may have also participated in the Facebook Live when I was teaching those, but I just wanted to make sure that my international audience also gets a chance to participate and to learn. Amen. That's what the Spirit of the Lord has given. Amen. We are using Jennifer LeClaire's tactics of spiritual warfare strategies as our text. I mean, take a look at it online. Grab yourself a copy. We're using it as a reference. And, of course, most of all, the Spirit of the Lord, He is our source. Everything else is a resource. As warfare increases, glory to God, as warfare increases, and we know that we are in a battle, we need to be reminded of what the Lord has said to us already. And as we review these studies, I truly believe that the Lord will give us even greater insight and awareness into our times and into our seasons, and even reminding us of the weaponry that is in our arsenal that the Lord has given us in the Word of God. So we're looking through the Word of God, and this is 101 warfare strategies that Apostle LeClaire had written in this book, and we're going through all 101 even as we progress through these reviews. So I do hope you're blessed. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks and praise, giving you honor most of all, Lord God, recognizing that you are the God of war, the lifter of our heads, the Lord God Almighty, the Lord that is mighty in battle. You are He, amen, the deliverer of the world, the creator of all things, the one who came down through 40 and two generations and made yourself a body and sacrifice that body, amen, for all of mankind, for all of humanity, once and for all, so that our relationship with the Father would again be in right alignment. Oh, Lord God, we give you all of the glory, the praise, and the honor. Oh, Lord, as you open up before us what your word has said about warfare, Father, we come before you even with repentant hearts, asking, Lord God, that you forgive us, Lord, for sins of omission, sins of commission. Forgive us, Lord God, for every part that we have taken in wickedness, Lord God, whether we did something, whether we did it ourselves or we were a party to it, Lord God, by not saying anything at all. Father, we're asking you, Lord, to purge us of all unrighteousness and everything that is not true and not honest and not faithful and not of your Spirit, Lord God, for holy is the Lord God Almighty, and you have called us into this holiness, Lord God, as you have given us your Spirit, and I have your Spirit, Lord God, is dwelling in the temple, Lord God, in our spirits. Glory to God. Our bodies is the temple of your Holy Spirit, Lord God, and we honor you on today. We're asking, Lord God, you said to purge our bodies and our minds, purge our spirits, Lord God, even of things that we have misunderstood and even of our cultural doctrines, Lord God, that we have been taught in the church as we were coming up, things that men changed and added to your word. Lord, we are loosing those things. We're coming out of agreement with those things, even right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you might give us truth. Oh my God, your truth that comes forth from the Spirit of truth, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we break off every technological demon, even right now, that will come into the networks and break and cause problems with the networks, even as we're going forth with this study. Lord, we're asking that you open the minds and hearts of your people, even right now. Lord, as you purge us, Lord, as you purge every platform, Lord God, of things that are not true and not right and just plain not you. Oh, God, we're asking that you move, oh, God, and bring forth deliverance with your mighty hand, Lord God. Oh, Lord, arise. Let your intercessors arise even in this hour, Lord God, as we go forth. Lord God, let your spirit move, oh God, and right, Lord God, every wrong, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as we seek your faith and, Lord, seek to continue to do your will and seek to be, Lord God, kingdom participants. Lord God, you have made us a part of your kingdom. Oh, Lord, it made us warriors in your army. Oh, Father, open our eyes to see, Lord God, the war itself and to see the arsenal, Lord God, that you have given us, the weapons of warfare that are mighty, Lord God, through your spirit, oh God, and we give you all of the glory, the honor, and the praise right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless your name. Amen, amen. God bless you. Once again, amen. Welcome to Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries. I am your host, Elder Lydia, and we are in our Saturday review. We are reviewing warfare strategies. Glory to God. The music in the background, amen, is prophetic intercession music that I did get offline. Amen. I do not have the copyright. I'm actually on YouTube listening to the one that's entitled Atmosphere Shift. Glory to God, because we are shifting atmospheres in this hour. Amen. Because we are giving over ourselves, amen, and even our atmospheres to the Spirit of the Lord. The devil cannot control the atmosphere any longer because the Spirit of the Lord has given amen, authority to use his name in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, that his peace might abide in the atmosphere, that the atmosphere be conducive, amen, to his spirit to move even in this hour. Glory to God. Amen, 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 amen. We're giving it all to God today. Amen, amen, as we go forward. All right. So we are in our second lesson of this particular study that we were doing. It was entitled Spiritual Warfare Strategies, Utilizing Every Modality in Our Arsenal, and this is lesson two. Now, when you go to the title page as we're doing our Saturday reviews, it won't be written exactly the way that the lesson itself was written, but I will give you that information as you come in each week to listen to the lesson. Glory to God, I want to remind you again, amen, on this week as we go forth, that we are in a war. Every demonic mission is the same, to steal, kill, and destroy. Only the tactics differ. Fear attacks faith. Fear attacks faith and is often stated, but my Bible tells me that perfect love casts out fear. 1 John 4:18. So the truth here is fear is attacking love. God is love, and the devil wants to take us off the path, amen, that the Lord has set for us. He wants to remove us from the path of our destinies and cause us to be on a trajectory with death rather than with life. But God is love. Glory to God. And all its erratic and fear with all its irrational, deluded, and divisiveness, glory to God, tries to take us off the path of God, off the path of Yahweh, which is love. Fear attacks us to detach us from the love of God. Rejection attacks identity. We are who God says, who Yahweh says that we are, period, point blank, period. And in truth, the only one who can define us, amen, the only one in truth that we can find our identity is in our Creator. Amen. Infirmity, it attacks our health. Witchcraft attacks the mind. We are in a war, and we are not powerless. The Word of God says in 2 Corinthians 10:3-4, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Spiritual warfare strategy number two, bind the hand of the enemy. Binding and loosing, Matthew 16:19. Bind the hand of the enemy. In Matthew 16:19, it says, I will give you the keys or authority of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind or forbid, declare to be improper and unlawful on the earth, will have already been bound in heaven. And whatever you loose or permit declare lawful on the earth will have already been loosed in heaven. Glory to God. Amen. All right, so we do have some vocabulary words that I will bring to you. I'm going to give you the spelling. Amen. So spell these, write them out, and then I'll give you the pronunciation later as we go on. So the first word in this scripture that I want to give you a definition for, and all of these definitions come from the Greek, and the Bible reading, I'm sorry, comes from the Amplified version of the Bible. Please forgive me, I forgot to mention that as I was reading. The word for keys, as in I give you the keys, or the authority, I give you authority of the kingdom of God. That word for keys is spelled in the Greek, K-L-E-I-S, and it means power and authority. Amen. The word for bind, for as in whatsoever or whatever you bind, it is the word D-E-O, and it means to forbid, permit, prohibit, I'm sorry, forbid, prohibit, or declare to be illicit or unlawful. That's the word for bind, it's D-E-O. And the word for loose, as in whatever you loose, that word is L-Y-O in the Greek, and it means to unbind, to release, or to fear. So to bind means to forbid or to prohibit, and to loose means to release or to free. So bind the works of the devil, amen, is our strategy for this one. And it means, and what we're doing is we're binding the works of the devil and we're loosing the will of God. We are confirming or enforcing what the Lord has already spoken to be so. He has already promised. Glory to God. There is no sickness in heaven. Thus we bind infirmity, sickness, and weakness, disease in the name of Yeshua Jesus, and we release healing, equilibrium, homeostasis into the body. Amen. Glory to God. There is no theft in heaven. So when the enemy comes against our finances, we bind the hand of the thief and we loose the supernatural provision of God, the blessing of the Lord that makes one rich. Glory to God. And adds no sorrow. Amen. That word rich means to accumulate or to grow. That word sorrow means pain, hardship, or offense. All right. There are no dysfunctional relationships in heaven. So when the enemy comes against our relationships, we bind the hand of the destroyer and we loose restoration and the peace of God. Spiritual warfare strategy number two, bind the hand of the enemy. Spiritual warfare strategy number three, request God's warring angels. Amen. Angels on assignment. See Hebrews 1 and 14. Request God's warring angels. Ask the Lord to loose angels on assignment. We do not command angels. God does. But we can request that the Lord dispatch them into our battles. Hebrews 1 and 14 says, are not all angels ministering spirits sent out by God to serve or to accompany and protect those who will inherit salvation? Of course they are. 2 Kings 19:32 through 35 says, therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he will not come to this city, Jerusalem, nor shoot an arrow there, nor will he come before it with a shield, nor throw up a siege ramp against it. By the way that he came, by the same way he will return. And he will not come into the city, declares the Lord. For I will protect this city to save it for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. Then it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went forth and struck down 185,000 men in the camp of the Assyrians. When the survivors got up early in the morning, behold, all 185,000 of them were dead. Psalm 103 and 20 says, bless the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones, who do his commandments, obeying the voice of his word. Psalm 35, 1 through 5 says, contend, O Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take hold of a shield and buckler, which is a small shield, and take up my help. Draw also the spear and javelin to meet those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Let those be ashamed and dishonored who seek my life. Let those be turned back in defeat and humiliated who plot evil against me. Let them be blown away like chaff before the wind, worthless, without substance, with the angel of the Lord driving them on. Also take a look at Daniel chapter 10, Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 through 9, and Matthew chapter 26, verses 52 through 54. Spiritual warfare strategy number 3 is request God's warring angels. Spiritual warfare strategy number 4, praise the Lord. Praise, praise, praise the name of the Lord. See Psalm 100, verse number 4. Praise the Lord. There is a song we used to sing that goes like this. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. With my hands and my voice, I will sing and rejoice and praise the name of Jesus. Jesus, my Lord. Praise is a spiritual warfare strategy that refocuses our heart on the goodness, the glory, and the awesomeness of God. It shifts the atmosphere, our praise and our worship. It shifts the atmosphere. It alters perception, and it removes the wicked distractions of the enemy, allowing us to be recentered or realigned by the Holy Ghost. We need to clear our head. We need a clear head when we are in warfare. And praise shifts it, and it also refortifies. Psalm 100, verse 4 says, enter his gates with a song of thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Be thankful to him. Bless and praise his name. Isaiah 61 and 3 says, the Lord has appointed to us a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Praise as a covering that leaves no room for the works of the devil to continue to harass us. Nehemiah 8 and 10 says, do not be worried, for the joy of the Lord is your strength and your stronghold. Psalm 149 and 3 says, let them praise his name with dancing. Let them sing praises to him with the tambourine and lyre. Psalm 150 and 6 says, let everything that hath breath, let everything that has breath and every breath of life praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ephesians 5, 19 through 21, it says to speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, offering praise by singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, being subject to one another out of reverence for Christ. Spiritual warfare strategy number 4, praise the Lord. Spiritual warfare strategy number 5, worship him. Worship the Lord. Psalms chapter 29, verses 2, and 1 Chronicles 16 and 9. I'm sorry, 16 and 29. Worship the Lord. We praise the Lord for all he has done. We worship him for who he is. Much like praise, worship shifts us. It shifts us. But in worshiping the Lord, I'm finding an increase in yada, the intimate knowing. Amen. It helps us see the enormity, the might, the vastness, and the incomparableness of God. And he is beyond compare. Glory to God. Truly, there is none like him. Worship pulls us closer to the heart of God. And in warfare, we need to be up close and personal. Ha, hallelujah. Psalm 29:2, ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty and majesty of his holiness as the creator and the source of holiness. Amen. That word ascribe in the Hebrew is YHAB, and it means to give. Give to the Lord the glory that is due his name. Hallelujah. 1 Chronicles 19:11 from the King James Version, it says, thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. 2 Samuel 7:22 says, you are great, O Lord God, for there is none like you, and there is no God beside you, according to all that we have heard with our ears. 1 Samuel 2:2, it says, there is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God. Isaiah 25:1 says, O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise and give thanks to your name, for you have done miraculous things, plans formed long, long ago, fulfilled with perfect faithfulness. Revelation 4:11, worthy are you, O our Lord and God, to receive the glory and the honor and the power, for you created all things, and because of your will they exist and were created and brought into being. Before we were, God is. Acknowledge him in the battle. He will be glorified. Spiritual warfare strategy number 5. Worship the Lord. Spiritual warfare strategy number 6, praying in the Spirit. Pray in the Holy Ghost. See Ephesians 6:18. Read the chapter in its entirety. All right, Ephesians 6:10-18. In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Draw your strength from him and be empowered through your union with him and in the power of his boundless might. Put on the full armor of God, for his precepts are like the splendid armor of a heavily armed soldier, so that you may be able to successfully stand against the schemes and the strategies and the deceits of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood. We're not contending against physical opponents, but against rulers, against powers, against world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, put on the whole armor of God, so that you will be able to resist and stand your ground in the evil day. And having done everything to stand firm, so stand firm and hold your ground, having tightened the waistband of truth. And then that band of truth is personal integrity, moral courage around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having strapped on your feet the gospel of peace in preparation. And above all, lift up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. With all prayer and petition, pray all times. Amen. On every occasion and in every season, in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit. And with this in view, stay alert with all perseverance and petition, interceding in prayer for all God's people. With all prayer, praying in the Spirit. Meanwhile, as we intercede for others, the Spirit is interceding for us. Romans 8:26-27 says it this way. In the same way the Spirit comes to us and helps us in our weakness, we do not know what prayer to offer or how to offer it as we should. But the Spirit himself knows our need and at the right time intercedes on our behalf with sighs and groanings too deep for words. And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because the Spirit intercedes before God on behalf of God's people in accordance with the will of God. Amen. The word for groanings means to sigh. Amen. And it's spelled in the Greek S-T-E-N-A-G-M-O-S. As we pray in the Spirit, he intercedes for us in accordance with the will of God. Verse 28 continues to let us know the deep concern that God has for us. And because of that, all things work together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Spiritual warfare strategy number 6, pray in the Spirit. Spiritual warfare strategy number 7, break word curses. Eradicate word curses. Proverbs 18:21. Although Jesus has most certainly redeemed us from the curse of the law, it doesn't mean we are immune to word curses. Word curse speaks death. So word curses, they speak death. Whether intentional or not, word curses are damaging. A parent trying to motivate a child to do better in school may say, I don't want you to be stupid, or may even call the child stupid, thinking it will prompt them to buckle down and try harder. But what the child heard is, my mom thinks I'm stupid. I must be stupid because I don't get it. These negative words can come from anywhere, loved ones, friends, coworkers, neighbors, leaders, and for various reasons, jealousy, ignorance, someone thinking you're too big for your britches, so they need to knock you down a few notches. But what is important for us to know is that we should reject it immediately and speak life over ourselves. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it and indulge in it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words. Proverbs 15:4, it says, a soothing tongue speaks words that build up and encourage. A soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perversive tongue, a tongue that speaks words that overwhelm and depress, a perversive tongue crushes the spirit. Proverbs 11:9, with his mouth the godless man destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge and discernment the righteous will be rescued. James 3:8 says, but no one can tame the human tongue. It is a restless evil, undisciplined and unstable, full of deadly poison. Paul warns us in Romans 12:14 to bless those who persecute you, those who cause you harm or hardship, and to bless and not to curse. So we are to bless and do not curse them. Proverbs 26:2 says, it tells us that the curse causeless shall not stand. When Jesus cursed the fig tree, it withered and died. Studies have been done with plants that shows if you speak positive words of life to the plant, it will thrive. But when the plant is berated and cursed, it withers. And also, glory to God, we break every word curse. Father, in the name of Jesus, let me start this right. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, amen, we break every word curse, every hex, vex, spell, incantation, voodoo, hoodoo, potions, and every sorcery, witchcraft, wizardry, expression off our lives. We repent for every vain word we have spoken over ourselves in agreement with the plan of the enemy. And we renounce and eradicate all forms of word curse that were sent, followed, or were spoken to or over us. I speak life into our spirits right now in the name of Yeshua. I am who God says that I am, and only God alone can define me as and can define my destiny. Only God alone can define you and can define your destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, Yeshua, it is established. It is done. Amen. All right, I just want to go over as we end up this session for today, I want to go over our vocabulary for this week. And I won't do this with every session. I'm just a few sessions. I'm going to take out some vocabulary words and go over them fully, even giving you the pronunciation at the end. So the ones that I'm going through right now are in the Greek, and that word keys, amen, that we heard back there, that was K-L-E-I-S, and it's pronounced klais. And it is power and authority. To bind is deo, and it is D-E-O, deo, and it means to forbid, prohibit, declare as improper or unlawful. The word to loose, and we're talking about the words in binding and loosing, the word for loose is leo, and it means to unbind, to release, or to set free, and it is spelled in the Greek L-Y-O. Excuse me. The word for groaning, in reference to the Holy Spirit's groaning for an intercession for us, it means to sigh. And the Greek word is spelled S-T-E-N-A-G-M-O-S, and it's stenagma. And, okay, now we are going to the words in the Hebrew. The word for rich is asher, and it means accumulate or grow. The word for the phrase there for no sorrow, it is eight sev, and it means pain, hardship, or offense. So I hope you wrote these down as we were going along. The word for ascribe, I told you it meant to give, and it's Y-A-H-A-B, and it's Yahav. All right. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. This is the end, amen, of our lesson today. I'm going to pray over you even as we go out in the name of the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I break off every retaliation, every retaliation, every counterattack, every payback spirit, Lord, we break it off right now in the name of Jesus, and we loose forth, Lord, the fire of the Holy Ghost, Lord, to break even the ties of the enemy, Lord God. We loose the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord God, to retrieve, Lord, even lessons learned and these things, Lord, that have been, they are pondering in their hearts, Lord God, that you might hold it close to them and give them a mind, Lord, to seek your face even about the things that they have heard and they have seen on today. Move, Lord God, every obstacle and destroy every yoke of the enemy, Lord God. Even right now, Lord God, we bind wickedness, Lord God, that has come against your people. We bind every spirit of rejection, Lord God, every spirit of perversion, Lord. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of trauma, we bind it right now in the name of Jesus. We bind the works of the destroyer right now. We speak forth, Lord God, and we lose, Lord, into their atmosphere the life-sustaining of glory to God, the life-quickening power of the Holy Ghost to break up every work of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking that you establish each and every one in truth, Lord. Establish them in your holiness. Establish them, Lord God, in your kingdom, Lord God, to go forth and to do, to will and to do all that you have put in their hands to do. Father God, I break off, Lord God, the assignment of the enemy that has come against their destiny. Lord God, and we loose them forth, Lord God, to be obedient and willing to your spirit even right now. Oh, Father, let our willingness and our obedience be established, Lord God, even by your spirit. Direct our path in the way that we should go. Even right now, Lord God, make clear the path that is set forth before each and every one of these that are listening. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless their families, Lord God. Bless their going and their coming, Lord God, as they're coming to know you, Lord God, as they're coming to understand your character, as they're coming to, Lord God, as they're coming more and more before your throne, Lord God, oh, to establish intimacy with you, Lord God, as they're learning, Lord God, about the weapons of their warfare, Lord, that you've already given us, that are already in our arsenal, as they're learning how to pull them out, Lord God, at the time that you have given and at that set time, Lord God, as you give them battle plans, they'll know exactly which weapons to pull out. Father, establish them in your will, oh Lord, to be servants after your heart, even as David was. So shall we be in the mighty name of Yeshua Jesus. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. And God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen.